Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Thank you guys for allowing me to be up here. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity, Lord God. God, I thank you for allowing me to be able to come and speak to your people, Lord God. God, I ask that you speak through me as well speak to me, Lord God. God, I thank you for this time. I ask that you just move right now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. I always see it as a privilege and an honor to be able to come up and speak his word, because he's just so awesome and he's so good that he would take something that people think is nothing. I just thank God. Don't underestimate the power of God. God has been moving all weekend, and I know he's still moving, so I'm not going to be before you long. He's just so good, and I just am reminded of how good he is. When I was preparing, God just kept saying that in order to surrender, sometimes he allows you to be stretched. Sometimes it's in the stretch is when you focus on God. It's in the stretch when you realize that I can't do it by myself, but I need God. So God reminded me of that. And with surrendering being to give up power, to give up all of you and give it in God. I was praying and God just kept saying stretch. And I said, God, what do you mean? So when I looked it up, it just said to extend or to be made capable of being made stronger without tearing or breaking. So a lot of us, we get to a point in our life and we feel like we're going to break, or we feel like we've been pulled all different kind of ways. But let me tell you that as you begin to get pulled different kind of ways and you get to the point where you can't look, like they said, to the left or to the right, but you must look up and you must look to God. And that's when you surrender. So God was just speaking and he reminded me of when I had went through some things. I went to church when I was younger with my mom and I said the sinner's prayer when I was young, but I wasn't really living it. And he allowed me to go through some things where I felt like I was stretched. I felt like I didn't know what else to do. I couldn't turn this way and I couldn't turn that way. And I didn't have no one to go to, but I knew if I got on my face before God and I began to look up and surrender to him. Not just, I knew at that point that I couldn't just say, okay, God, I need your help. But no, I was desperate. Sometimes it takes you getting in a desperate situation for you to lift your hands and say, God, I surrender. Not just halfway, God, I surrender while I'm still looking on Facebook. God, I surrender, but I'm not really ready to give it to you. But no, God, I surrender. Not my will. No, I can't do it. I don't want to even just try and do it on my own. But God, I want to give you everything. We have to give God everything. And the first scripture he reminded me of is Galatians 6 and 9. She mentioned it earlier, but I'm going to read it again. I'm reading out of the Amplified Bible. It says, let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap if we do not give in. A lot of times we want something to happen and we don't see it happen. Why? Because we give up before it's the right time. Or we try and put our own little stamp on it and try and do it our own way. But if we just continue to do good, we continue to be faithful, we continue to listen to his voice, it'll happen. While I'm at work, you know, so much different things are going on around me. But as I continue to press in, as I continue just to worship, I know things begin to happen around me. And I was just praying. I was like, okay, God, so many people are leaving. So many different things are going on. God, what do you have for me? And he said, just begin to worship. So every day while I'm at work, I find myself listening to different messages being preached, or I just get myself lost in worship. And as I'm worshiping, he said, you know what? You keep asking where I'm going to take you to or what's going to happen. He said, if you just trust me, I'm going to blow your mind. But it takes you being stretched. It takes you having to continue just to fight the fight of faith. I don't see it right now, but I believe it's coming. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I believe it's going to happen. We have to believe. We have to believe. We have to believe. One of the people he reminded me of was Esther. Those were her people that they were trying to do away with. And her husband was the king. So she was stretched. She was in between. But as she trusted God and she began to pray, then she knew what to do. A lot of times we get stretched and we feel like we're pulling different ways. And we don't know what to do, but we have to look up to God. We have to look to him. We have to trust in him. Another one, he reminded me of Jehoshaphat. The armies were coming. And what did he do? He didn't panic, but he got on his face before God. He got on his face and prayed and seeked God's face. And that's what we need to do. When we're being stretched and we're being pulled, we have to seek God. We have to look to him because he's where our help comes from. And we forget that a lot of times. We forget that. I heard someone say that your setup sometimes becomes what God wants you to do, or your setback becomes your setup. So sometimes he'll allow you to get in a situation, but it's only for a temporary season. It's only so that you can look to him. It's only so you can truly, really rely and trust in him. We have to surrender it all. It takes us being stretched to really realize that, okay, I need to surrender. The next scripture I'm going to go to is, we're going to go to Mark chapter 5. And we're going to start at verse 21. It's a story many of us have heard, but God allowed me to see a little bit different. We're going to go to Mark chapter 5, verse 21. When you have it, say amen. Mark chapter 5, it says, That is part of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. It says, when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd had gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came to him, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly to him, my daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her, and she will be healed and live. So Jesus went with him, and a large crowd followed him and were pressed around him. And a woman who was there, who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under care of many doctors and spent all that she had. And yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. She grew worse. And when she had heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I could just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. And Jesus realized the power had went out of him. He turned around and asked the crowd, who touched his clothes? I'm going to stop right there real quick. So the first part, Jairus knew the power of God. And he knew that he was in a tough situation. So he knew he had to call upon the name of Jesus. He knew he needed God to help him with his daughter's situation. And then it talks about the woman, who it doesn't even say her name. It just talks about the issue of blood that she had. And that she had tried to go to different doctors, I'm sure she tried her own little home remedies. I'm sure she tried many different things. But it took her being pressed up against a wall to realize that she needed to stretch out her hand and she needed to touch him. We get in tough situations and we don't know what to do, but we have to stretch out our hand. We have to stretch. And it didn't say that, it says she touched her cloak. And one version says that she touched the hem, which is just the very tip of his clothes. That right there takes some faith to know that I don't even need to see eye contact. I don't need to touch him and have a full conversation, say, you know, this is what I'm dealing with. I need you to heal me. No, but she said, if I just touch, that takes some faith. That takes some faith. And with us surrendering, we have to have faith to know that, okay, God, I'm giving you all of this. And as I surrender it into your hands, I know that you're going to handle every situation. I know that you're going to move. So she touched him.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
A lot of times we hold on to stuff. And we're battling, we're unsure. But she had to stretch. I know I was going through some things, like I said before, and I didn't know what to do. But it took me getting on my face and really pressing it in his presence. It will take you doing something that you think is so uncomfortable. Something you think that no one's going to understand it. And for her, she could have got stepped on, anything. But she said, let me just get to him. You have to have that kind of faith. To press through the crowds around you, press through the different situations, and begin to touch him. Some of us haven't really pressed into God's presence. Why? Because we're afraid that we're going to have to give up some things. But it's taking us giving up some things for things to be different in our lives. We don't want to give up everything because we're saying, oh, it's not going to be as fun or things are not going to be right. But sometimes you have to surrender everything, no matter what it looks like. When I came to God and I said, okay, I want to just live for him. I don't care who's around me. I don't care what's going on. I went to school that week and I was just praying and just worshiping because I couldn't get out of his presence. And I had from people trying to talk to me. And of course, you know, they're trying to, you know, tempt you with different things or try and talk to you. And I said, you know what? I don't want to hear any of that. They're like, oh, so you think you're better than us? No. I just don't want to hear any of that. And it takes you taking a bold stance for God to push all that negativity aside and say, I don't care who's with me. But I'm going to stand with Jesus. I'm going to take a leap of faith and trust him at his word and know that he's going to move in my life, no matter what the situation, no matter what's going on. But as I surrendered, I know he's going to move because I gave him everything. And I said, okay, God, I can't do it no longer by myself. I don't want to do it by myself. I don't want to sneak and drink some of my dad's liquor. I don't want to sneak and try and go get high with someone. I don't want to sneak and talk to someone inappropriately. But I want to give everything to God. I want to give everything to God. And sometimes we don't know what's going to happen. But as you give everything to God, let me tell you, he begins to change things around you. Because as I began to get serious about God, I got planted into a good youth group that I will forever be thankful for. Because we're called Hellfighters. And we loved going every Friday night. And I cry because to see some young people on fire like that. And I was with them so much that I knew it wasn't just, okay, every Friday night we're praising and worshiping. No, we got so caught up that my sister would tell you, we got so caught up that we were like, okay, we want to be with them every day of the week. So on Tuesday, we were going to little kids. We were going, they would have praise and worship. Then the pastor would preach, but we were there to help. And then Wednesday night, we had Bible study. Thursday, we might have had a little off day, or we had discipleship class. But Friday night, we came together as young people. And you would think, okay, youth group, we're going to go. We're going to have some games. We're going to talk. No, we were there, and we met God. We began to just have a worship service, a full church service. And it was just young people on fire for God. Why? Because we were desperate, and we wanted to have that change. We didn't want to just say the sinner's prayer and then just say, okay, that's it. But we were desperate. We knew we had to change our lifestyle, and we had truly surrendered, and that's when God was able to move. And we said, okay, I don't want to be linked with anything that's unlike you. So then we would, okay, what can we do this week? Or what should we do that week? Because we knew that being around the brothers and sisters of Christ would keep you strengthened. Because iron sharpens iron. So as we're around each other, we're praying, we're fasting, we're believing God, and we're knowing that God's going to handle every situation. It was very impactful. Very impactful. Very impactful. And let me just say that when you surrender to God, when you truly surrender to God, you'll give everything up, and you won't have to look back and say, I wish. No, I don't wish nothing about out there in the world anymore. It took a little bit, because at first I was like, man, I used to have so much fun. But you know what? That kind of fun it's not appealing to me any longer. Got to change the way you think, the way you act. He takes the taste truly out of your mouth. So you're like, I don't even want that. Or you smell that and you're like, man, I don't even like that. But when you're out there in the world, you're so blind that you're like, oh, this is good. This is that good stuff. No. That stuff smells really bad. Really bad. And I had to find out the hard way that you drink it and you're still the same way when you wake up, or you're even worse. Why do I say you're even worse? Because you done threw up a few times. You done ran into something. You don't know what happened. That's the thing. You don't know what happened because you're under the influence. But let me tell you, I've impacted being under the influence of the Holy Spirit and being in a service and on fire for God, and God just falling down to where I know what happened. God fell in that place. I know what happened. I didn't run into anything, but God's presence fell. I've been drunk in the Holy Spirit, and let me tell you, it's a way better feeling. I remember us being in service with Pastor Nate and Pastor Gail, and God's presence just falling so fresh in that place. Afterwards, me and Marquise are in the car. He's like, man, if this is what high is being like, I like it. He was like, man, I don't ever want this to go down. It's because we got in the presence of God. And let me tell you, it's something way better. It's way better. So there's no looking back for me, because I had to stretch. I got in a stretch. And not just I felt stretched, but then I had to stretch. And also, you have to stretch in your lifestyle. Stretch to read your Bible. Sometimes, like he said before, someone said this week, you're reading your Bible at first and you're like, man, I'm tired. And you're kind of falling asleep. But no, you press. Why? Because I want more of God. And you have to ask God, I want that understanding. God, I want to be able to feed off of this, and I want to be able to know, how do I apply this? Who can I share it with? Not so that I'm preaching at them, but so that I'm encouraging them, so that I'm showing them the love of Christ. But let me tell you, God changes things. When you fully, truly surrender, it's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. And you think, oh, I'm not going to have that many friends. I may have just a few key friends in my life. But let me tell you, they're family now. They're family now. And it's way better than just having those little cliques that you used to have in high school. You used to look forward to just having those little cliques. Oh, this is the clique. We're going to go here. We're going to go to the mall with this clique. We're going to do this. But when you have that group, you may not talk all the time, but you can pick up and pick back up like you just talked last week. God is awesome. God is awesome. One of the quotes that I heard from Elevation Church, it says, know that in the stretch, that's when God begins to move. A lot of times we don't like being stretched. But sometimes it takes you being stretched for you to hear from God. It takes you being stretched to where you say, okay, God, I need your help. I can't do this. I can't do it by myself. But when I look to God and I rely on him, then he's able to handle every situation. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this time. Lord God, I ask that you would just help us, Lord God, to surrender, Lord God. Not halfway, not being scared, but to truly surrender to you. To stretch our hands as a sign, I surrender. And not just halfway. God, I surrender all to you. God, that would be our prayer today. You sent your son to die on the cross for our sins. And he didn't go halfway and stop and say, okay, I'm done with this. But God, he went all the way. So God, help us to surrender everything to you. Not just some things, but our marriages, our relationships, our finances, everything, that we would surrender all to you. We will allow you to handle every situation in our life, Lord God. God, I ask that you would move and everyone under the sound of my voice. God, that will continue just to be filled up, Lord God. But that we will continue to be vessels that you work through. God, we ask that you just move in a mighty way, oh God. We just thank you for being with us this weekend, Lord God. We ask that you would just continue just to speak to us. Continue to speak to us, God. We just thank you so much. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. We thank you so much. Hallelujah. We just want to open the altar right now.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.